kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it with a teacher, a classmate, a relative, or someone you think should hear it. And thanks.
Welcome to the Activators! A kids podcast about activism. I'm your host, Leo Bella Perry. On this podcast, we want to celebrate and amplify kids who are activating social change by doing what they love to spread more love. Social change means providing opportunities for more people and communities to recognize what's wrong and do something about it for the betterment of humanity. And on today's show, we're talking to Chloe Thompson, the founder of Chloe Cares. But first, how are you today? On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being things are rough, and 5 being off the charts amazing. I'd say I'm a 4. No matter how you're feeling, it's all okay. I'm glad you're here with me today. And doing a self-check can help you understand how ready you are to learn new things or meet new people. For now, you can just sit back and relax. Get ready to be inspired. Today's guest is Chloe Thompson, the 14-year-old founder of Chloe Cares. Chloe Cares is a nonprofit organization that helps give bare necessity items to women experiencing homelessness. That's not the only thing Chloe's up to, as you'll learn in my interview. But let me just say, I still kind of can't believe all the things she's been able to do to make the world a better place. While you listen, think about whether or not people in your community have the basic items needed to survive. That's what Chloe did when she first started. And that's what makes her an activator. I can't wait for you to meet her. Here's my interview with Chloe Thompson. Hi, Chloe. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So can you tell our listeners your name and your age?
Hi. I'm Chloe Thompson, and I'm 14 years old.
So out of a 1 to 5, how are you feeling? 1 being the worst and 5 being amazing.
I would say that I'm at a 5 just because I can talk to you today. I'm very excited and I've been looking forward to this today. So, yeah.
What's one of your favorite hobbies to do?
It depends on how I'm feeling on the day. Like sometimes I like sewing. Sometimes I like drawing. Sometimes I want to read. It really just depends on how I feel.
How about today?
I think today's mostly been drawing because that's what I've been doing all morning.
So, let's get into the real questions now.
Okay.
What do you think to people that think kids should just be kids?
What I think towards those people is that, I guess even the saying kids can be kids, I think it's a great saying. Just because kids, when it comes to kids, especially kids like you, Leo, and kids that are just giving back, they're showcasing that kids can do so much more than what people think. So saying that, making kids be kids, we are being kids in our own little special way. So that's what I like to think, is saying that kids are just being themselves in their own little special way. And yeah, I think it's just most importantly to also show them that we're kids and we're doing something great. And it's just showing them that we're not just kids and that's not the only thing that we ever will be.
What's your vision to make the world a better place?
My vision to make the world a better place? I think is finding the problems and finding those kids or those people that can help us solve them in the correct ways. And so that's how we can make the world a better place. It's just by coming together and helping each other and just finding those people to help us make it a better place and do what they do best.
So can you tell us more about what you're doing? Like, you made a book. You do so much. Can you tell our listeners what you do?
Yeah, so I've written 2 books so far. I've done one in with collaboration with Callaloo, and they're also a book company, and it's called Marisol's Helping Hand. And it's about this girl, Marisol, and she goes to LA to meet up with her cousin, and they get lost in LA, and they end up finding themselves in Skid Row. And I showed them and teach them about homelessness, and I helped them find their way back. So pretty much that book is all about teaching kids that people who are experiencing homelessness aren't scary people and should be treated as equally as everybody else. And that's an audio book. And then I have another book called The Girl Who Became the Change. And it's all about my story on how I started giving back. And it's a children's book as well. And it's just to teach girls, but as well as just kids in general, that, you know, there's someone that's giving back and so can you. And then I'm talking a lot about like what I do and like my stories throughout my books. So like I have my own nonprofit organization called Chloe Cares, and I make tote-like bags, and I fill them with brand assisty items, and I pass them out to women experiencing homelessness, as well as I teach kids leadership workshops and business skills so that they can start their own businesses and become change makers and help make the world a better place. And I take trips to Ghana, where I install water pumps and bathroom facilities there in schools that don't have access to clean water. So that's what I do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Chloe talks about how she got started and how others can respond to the needs of their community.
Hey, grown-ups. With over 100 different titles in our A Kid's Book About series, it may be hard to figure out where to start. Allow me to make a suggestion. There is perhaps no greater feeling, nothing more life-giving or secure than to know you belong. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, or who you're around, without that feeling of belonging, it's hard to concentrate on anything else. We can help our kids know what it feels like to belong and what it takes to help others feel like they belong around us.
When you do belong, it's very, very evident, right? Because I like to say, your heart smiles and your brain is tickled.
That's Kevin Carroll, author of A Kid's Book About Belonging. Check out our Kevin Talks About Belonging episode of A Kid's Book About, the podcast. Listen together with the kiddos in your life. And when you're ready, visit akidsco.com for more great books and podcasts made to empower kids.
Welcome back to the Yactivators and my conversation with Chloe Thompson, founder of Chloe Cares. She's 14 years old. She's the author of two books, not one, two. She's made and donated over 2,000 care bags filled with daily necessities for women experiencing homelessness in LA. And even more acts of awesomeness.
It started when I was 8. I used to pass the same homeless woman on my way to school. And I would just ask my mom why or how she was out there. And she would tell me some reasons. And I just started to feel really bad for her. And at the time, my grandma, she was teaching me how to sew tote-like bags and shoulder bags. And so I told her that I saw this woman and I needed to do something to help her. And so we started going back and forth on different ideas, and we ended up coming up with the idea of creating these tote bags and filling them with brand assisted items like soap, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and all the items that we use on a daily basis. So we made about like 25 of those bags, and then we started passing them out. And then I ended up falling in love with it, and then one thing led to another. I just started doing more and more things.
That's amazing. What did it feel like when you went to Ghana?
It was really awesome. Okay, I say this a lot. Every time I go to Ghana, it feels like a dream. I understand, like, it feels as if it's not really happening. That's how, like, amazing it is out there. It's so much fun. Like, my Auntie Dawn lives out there, and so we get to stay at her house, and then she mentors these 13 girls at the moment, and they're called the Dawn Sunday Girls, and they come every Sunday, and she just teaches them amazing skills that they need in life type thing that she does. And so it's so cool being able to go out there and talk to those girls and hang out with those girls And same thing with my Auntie Dawn. And my Auntie Dawn knows like all the chiefs and people out there in Ghana. And so even when we go out there, every time we get new people, we do this thing called a naming ceremony. And so we end up people being able to be put into like a tribe in Ghana type situation. So like they get named into a tribe. So in Ghana, you have like three names. You have your first name that your parents picked. You have your second name, which is based off the day you were born. And then your last name. So those are your name. That's your name, pretty much. And a lot of people go based off the name that is based off their day. And so a lot of times we do those naming ceremonies with these with all our new guests so that they can go back to their roots and really learn about where they're from. And then we also every year raise funds to get a water pump and bathroom facility installed in a school, which is also really cool because then the village has access to it. So you're not only helping a school have access to clean water, but you're also helping a whole village. So there's also that. But that's just a few things that we do on our trips to Ghana. But our main focus is getting those water pumps and bathroom facilities installed in those schools.
That is so cool. My mind is blown.
Thank you.
Do you have any suggestions on how kids can make a difference in the world?
I would say is finding your passion. So finding what you really love doing. Like say, even though most kids may not like it, so maybe you like doing homework or maybe you like doing math or maybe you're really good at math or really good at English or really good at science. Any of those subjects, maybe you can do tutoring programs for kids. Like there's different options for you to give back or even finding a need in your community, whether there's people experiencing homelessness, there's a food pantry, whatever's near you, finding a way to help out in any sort of way. That's really helpful too. But anything along those lines are always great. And any sort of giving back is always needed in the world.
Okay. That is so cool. Like, so cool.
Thank you.
I have no words. I literally have no words. One more question. What is your nonprofit's mission?
My nonprofit's mission is to help the community around me, but as well as teach kids on how they can help their community. So that's the whole point of my nonprofit, is to teach kids on how they can give back while also giving back.
Okay, so for all those listeners who are listening right now, if you're already an activator or you're just getting started, I want you to do your superhero pose. And on three, we're all going to say activators. Okay, are you in your superhero pose? Okay, 3, 2, 1, activators! Okay, thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun talking to you.
Ah, that was so great. Thank you so much. It was so great to chat with Chloe. I learned so much from her. Here are some things that I learned and lessons we can take with us as we make the world a better place. Number one, people who are experiencing homelessness are not scary people. And they should be treated as the humans they are. Everybody goes through stuff, some more than others. Let's be good humans to one another, no matter where we live. Number two, there are schools in Ghana and maybe other places in the world that don't have access to water, either to drink or in the bathrooms. Can you believe that? Can you imagine going to school without toilets or water fountains? Chloe really is doing so much work to make sure that everyone has access to basic needs. Number three, find other kids who are interested in similar stuff as you and who also want to work together on an issue they want to change with you. Do what you love to spread more love together. Be a team of activators. Thank you to Chloe Thompson for joining us today. You can find more about Chloe Cares by visiting www.chloecares.com. The Activators is written by me, Leo Abelo-Perry, with a little help from my mom. Our show is edited and produced by Matthew Winner, with help from Chad Michael Snavely. and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory, and this show is brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. You can write to us at listen@akidspodcastabout.com. And check out our other podcasts made for kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com. See you again next week for another episode of The Activators!
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co, and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.